Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like your thoughts are stuck on repeat? Like you're replaying past hurts and resentments over and over again? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. The magic of forgiveness. Not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Because honestly, holding on to grudges and anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's time to break free from that cycle and start healing. So, why is forgiveness so important for our mental health? Let me tell you. Holding on to resentment can manifest itself in all sorts of nasty ways: anxiety, stress, depression, even physical pain. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened or forgetting it entirely. It's about recognizing that holding on to the hurt only hurts you in the long run. Think of it like this. Resentment is a heavy backpack you're carrying around, weighing you down and making every step harder. Forgiveness allows you to finally set that backpack down. It's not about saying what happened was okay, it's about releasing yourself from the grip of those negative emotions so you can move forward with clarity and peace. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. And you're right. Forgiveness isn't a quick fix. It takes time, effort, and often a whole lot of courage. But trust me, it's worth every single step. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to forgiveness. 1. Understand the benefits. Let's be real, holding on to grudges doesn't feel good, right? It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity and pain. Forgiveness, on the other hand, can literally change our brain chemistry, reducing stress hormones and promoting feelings of peace and well-being. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. 2. Start with yourself. You know that feeling when you beat yourself up over a mistake? Yeah, we all have those moments. But remember, self-forgiveness is just as important as forgiving others. It means acknowledging your imperfections, learning from your mistakes, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a dear friend. 3. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling up your emotions won't help. Take some time to really process what happened, acknowledge the hurt and anger, and allow yourself to feel those emotions fully. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even simply taking a moment to breathe deeply can be incredibly helpful. 4. Choose to let go. This is where the real work begins. It might feel impossible at first, but remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing yourself from the grip of those negative emotions. Visualize letting go of the anger and resentment like you're releasing a hot air balloon into the sky. Watch it soar away, taking those heavy feelings with it. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on gratitude can be a powerful tool for forgiveness. When we focus on the good things in our lives, we create space for healing and compassion. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny day, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at work and your colleague makes a careless mistake that impacts a major project. You feel anger bubbling up, resentment taking root. But then instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you remember the power of forgiveness. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and choose to let go of the anger. You even reach out to your colleague, offering support and guidance. The result? A stronger working relationship, less stress for everyone involved, and maybe even a sense of peace that surprises you. See what I mean? Forgiveness isn't just about letting go, it's also about choosing to build healthier relationships with ourselves and others. So, my dear listeners, remember this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a gift of healing, freedom, and joy. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You are stronger than you think, and you deserve to experience the transformative power of forgiveness. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on forgiveness in the comments below. What's one small step you can take today to practice more forgiveness? And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inner child healing and empowerment. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.